We've seen baby boomers using technology tools to take care of their families. The fact is, boomers also harness all the latest innovations to take better care of themselves and to enrich their own lives.
I think baby boomers get a bad rap when it comes to technology. They're criticized a lot for being out of touch with some of the latest innovations and therefore kind of viewed as not being very tech savvy. Baby boomers use technology in different ways than younger generations, but they are certainly not lacking in tech savvy.
There's a lot of great ideas being generated from baby boomers as well.
Representatives from AARP and Microsoft recently visited four cities to meet with groups of baby boomers and to talk tech. They wanted to learn what this segment of the population expects from the digital world.
The Microsoft and AARP dinners show that boomers are really looking for technology to help them live a better life. So I'm also very surprised sometimes when I do hear people say, oh, boomers are old, they don't know technology. That's not the case.
Emailing, social networking, mobile media, e-readers, and e-health. If it makes sense to them, boomers are eager to adopt a particular technology and make it their own.
I think baby boomers are just like all of us. They want technology to be fun, useful, and fairly easy to use. And I think we all ask that of our devices. They want devices that work and empower them.
Many boomers are feeling empowered these days by technology and are happily leading a digital lifestyle.
Boomers love novelty. They love to experiment. And technology is one of the things that facilitates that.
Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Also the home of Tom and Claudia Campanile.
Stay with me, you guys.
The kind of people our experts are talking about. These baby boomers are smart, successful, and anything but technophobes.
Okay, have fun.
What would we do without our technology, right?
Tom is 58 years old, but like many boomers, not at all interested in retirement.
How you doing?
In fact, he's just started a new career as the head of a very busy bakery.
Did you ever think that your balsamic pear tart would bring somebody to tears?
No.
At Seattle's Essential Baking Company, handmade breads, cakes, and pastries come rolling out of the ovens 7 days a week.
This is an artisan bakery. We pride ourselves in organic ingredients. We bake all of our bread or make all of our bread using original old world methods. So these are called cheddar mustard.
Tom owns and runs the place, overseeing more than 200 employees.
I'm passionate about incredible food. I love food, and it's a perfect match.
How much do we have in inventory?
But Tom has definitely taken a 21st century approach to operating this traditional old world enterprise.
Technology is important to us, providing better customer service. It allows us to reach out to our customers. It allows us to make sure that they have the products that they need.
Customers can place orders through the bakery's website. Tom and his managers then generate production schedules and keep track of their tasty inventory electronically.
This is all the items we made today.
With the bakery churning out about $10,000 worth of baked goods every day, that's no short order.
And
so whether he's on the main production floor or back in the office, Tom also relies on his smartphone to stay on top of things.
Now that smartphones are so much better, pretty much everything that I can do on my laptop as far as reading emails and getting on the internet and taking care of my calendar, I can do on my telephone. And I would have never thought you could do that. The telephone now is incredible and so much more powerful.
Hello. I'm leaving the bakery right now.
Hi, this is Claudia Interiomotos. How are you today?
Tom's wife, Claudia, is also taking advantage of powerful technology tools to be more efficient and to run her business.
I guess what I most enjoy about technology and how it's changed my life is freedom. You don't have to wait for anybody or anything, and you can just be anywhere you wish. So I think it's amazingly freeing.
Claudia owns an interior design company and works primarily out of an office in her home. The computer is always on and always close at hand.
I'm constantly on it to specify products, communicate with my clientele, just for every facet, pretty much, of my job. So it's been a tremendous help, and it's really eliminated a lot of footwork. So it's been a lifesaver for that.
That smells fabulous, honey. Did you bring any wonderful bread home today?
I did. I brought lots of bread home.
Oh, good.
But Claudia and Tom don't just rely on technology to get ahead in the world of business.
No, I'm playing with Ann Curley. She's in Lake Tahoe right now, and Denise is in Arizona, and Kathy Alanis is in Houston.
You're playing with three people in three different places.
Yes.
These tech-savvy boomers have integrated tech tools into their everyday lives to stay connected with family and friends, to stay healthy, and to just have fun.
I have a smartphone that I use a lot, and I have quite a few apps on that. I have a Kindle that I use constantly. I just got an iPad recently, and I love that. I absolutely feel that technology is critical to our life, my life.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi. So how was school today?
They also use new technology to get some FaceTime with their grandchildren, 7-year-old Sabrina and 5-year-old Devin.
Do you have a problem for me, Devin?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good.
Well, During regular video chats, the Campaniles help the kids with their math homework or form an audience for an impromptu piano recital.
I heard it. That was wonderful.
He wants to play that song one more time for you, okay?
Okay.
The Campanile's daughter, Kendra, is amazed at how far her mother's come in terms of adopting new technologies.
It's so funny because we were always the technical ones, and now she's starting to say things that I've never heard of before, and so I'm like, my mom's more technical than me now.
I can't see your mouth.
You can't see my mouth? To me, that's just great stuff. They're home, they both can be in front of the screen, and it's not like it's expensive, it's like nothing. And it's so simple.
When it comes to baby boomers and technology, simplicity seems to be the name of the game.
We hear that over and over and over in AARP research. It has to be intuitive, it has to be easy, and manufacturers are listening.
Experts say boomers love their new intuitive computers because, among other things, they provide instant access to family and friends.
It's a wonderful way to keep track of what the kids are doing, get some photos and video of the grandkids. And it's relatively easy to do. You know, whether it's Skype or any other web chat program that's out there, they're practically plug and play.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Like many boomers, Tom and Claudia are big into social networking. And both firmly believe that those sites aren't just for the younger generations.
If you don't use social networking and technology, I truly believe that you'll become more isolated. And, you know, the older we get, the easier it is to get isolated.
I'm on Facebook. I'll kind of check in and watch and see my friends. And if I'm looking for somebody, it's a wonderful tool.
A tool that more and more Americans over age 50 are using. A recent study by the market research firm NPD Group showed that 41% of boomers regularly visit social networking sites. In fact, boomers are the fastest growing age segment on these sites, and many log on at least once a day.
That's astounding. And at one point, people used to believe that it was about them monitoring their kids and their grandkids. That is not the case. Of course, they're having connections and conversations with their kids, but it's personal. You know, they are there to connect with their old friends. They're there to meet new people.
Facebook, that social networking Goliath, has more than 500 million users worldwide. It was originally designed by a 20-year-old college student and aimed at the on-campus crowd. But that's not the case anymore.
Baby boomers, in fact, have been accused of already taking over Facebook and therefore making it uncool for their kids. So boomers are finding value in the kind of connectedness that new technology affords, and they're finding uses for that in the kind of way that boomers always do.
3, 2, 1, nice job!
Technology is also helping Tom and Claudia stay fit and healthy. something boomers consider key to living a better life.
Good. Nice, Tom. Come on, push it through. Looking good.
My heart rate way up there.
Tom and Claudia try to hit the neighborhood gym at least 3 times a week. On Saturday mornings, when most of Seattle is still in bed, these boomers are working up a sweat.
Go, go, go.
We're all living a lot longer. And so we, as the boomer generation, have got to figure out how to stay healthy. I know that if I don't exercise, I will not be as flexible and be able to lead an active life long into my older years.
Anybody have heart rate monitors on today? Nice, Claudia. We're pushing it to your max.
The Campaniles are sporting smartwatches, also known as training monitors. The devices can offer valuable insights into personal fitness by keeping track of calories and fat burned and monitoring heart rate.
Claudia, how's your heart rate on the hill? 163? Nice.
When I'm working out, I can determine whether or not I'm working out hard enough. And it's quite fascinating to see what types of effort it takes in order to get your heart rate up so that it is effective.
Check your watch. Heart rate should be way up there. What were you at, 180?
That's a heart attack.
The key to using a gadget like this, according to our tech experts, is just being comfortable with it.
I think a smartwatch is a great idea. Why not? I mean, if it's doing all of these things for you, monitoring your health, giving you reminders, showing you how much weight you've lost or fat you've lost, you know, those can only be good things.
One of the newest things the Campaniles have tried out is a cutting-edge entertainment system from Microsoft called Kinect. As a Microsoft employee, Kendra's husband, Dan, got to bring it home before it was released to the public.
We've all seen the movies where people are controlling computers with their hands and their bodies. To actually be able to do that is just super cool.
That was the warrior. Now we'll do a plié key.
Based around a webcam and hooked up to the Xbox 360 video gaming platform, Kinect lets users control the game without a handheld device or remote.
Excellent work. Namaste.
It works through spoken commands and gestures, essentially responding to body language.
Kinect is unique in that it's the first device that allows you to use your body and your face and your voice to drive your console. Everything about it is completely intuitive.
So right now we're using our bodies to dodge the obstacles and collect the pins. And then if I want to get faster and try to catch up with Jen, I have to jump.
Shannon Loftus, the head of Microsoft's Good Science Studio, is one of the creators of Kinect.
Awesome!
It's magic. It's magic. As soon as people step in front of that device, they feel powerful and they feel excited and they want to get up and off of the couch.
Good. In the Hubble House, proof that a family that plays together stays together.
This is how I really drive on the road.
It's something that when my parents come over, they can play with the kids and they can compete with the kids. And so that's been really great.
You know, if the kids can do it, I certainly can do it.
And doing it, according to the experts, can work wonders for a family, giving boomers and their loved ones an opportunity to socialize, interact, and bond.
Can I have a hug?
It's really using the best of technology. It doesn't keep you apart. It actually brings you together, especially in those multi-generational households where you can have fun together in a way that actually keeps you stimulated and works across the generations to engage people in activity.
Activity is what it's all about, whether it's martial arts, yoga, or even soccer.
It is another way to exercise, but it's really fun. It's kind of stealthy, and you're not really thinking about the fact that you're exercising.
Hey, look who's in first, guys, huh?
What's going on here?
Like many baby boomers, Tom and Claudia Campaniles are determined to stay active and healthy and to get the most out of life. technology has not only brought them closer together, but has let them stay better connected with their family and more involved in the world around them.
I think we're in an amazing time right now, kind of like the Industrial Revolution, that, you know, things are changing, the way people do things, the way people work. And if you don't keep current, I think you're at a loss. So technology has enriched my life so much.
The whole thing of technology is really wonderful. And I think what I'm learning is that it's enabling me to live a much fuller and richer life as I move on to 59, 60, and whatever. And I don't really want to retire. I want to continue to live life. And you can do that very differently today using technology.
So how's your new heart rate monitor? Did you read the manual?